steep cliff at the bottom of which there is a spring pool of water. And what we're listening to, I hope you can hear it, is a chorus of mountain toads. Bufo borealis. It's Wednesday, new moon, the 18th. Ooh, did they hear us? Yep. It's a good 50 meters away. That's how sensitive they are. The 18th of March, 2026. And I'm out doing field work. It's later in the afternoon. About 16:30 natural time. Let's see if they start up again. Darn. But they're out a full month earlier than the climate average. Normally, I would be on skis with a half to 1 meter of snow at this elevation, about 1,300 meters. And because of the snow drought and extreme warm temperatures, we haven't gotten nearly the snowpack. Quite a bit of precip, but not snow. It's fallen mostly as rain. Let's see if they start up again. What else did I see? Let's see, sticky current. Let's move this way. I'm walking through a whole colony of Chicoria indibus, chicory. That's a biennial. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of them in this flat patch of disturbed land where they logged in the past. And it's native to Europe, but not here. But they're here to stay. When times get tough, I'll be digging out the roots for a substitute coffee like they did during World War II in the Alps. Well, it doesn't sound like they're gonna start up again. You see, they'll hear my footsteps. They don't like to be recorded. Well, it is after all their nuptial spring bedroom. So who would want to be interrupted? Let's sit down a second here and wait. Well, there's Lupinus arbustus, the long spur lupine. That's a perennial. And its leaves die back every fall. This magnificent plant picks its nitrogen. It's super abundant here, but that too would be under a half a meter or so of snow. So it's just warming up and sprouting out. Speak. And running down to fetch water at a spring I normally wouldn't visit until the middle of, or even the end of May. I came upon a sticky cr-
current. That's an Erebus. Vichinosum. And that's budding out already. Whereas the schooler willows, that's dioecious, two houses, male and female, on separate plants. That I went through 5 or 6 years of same time, middle of March, photos I happen to have with me at base camp. And it's remarkably constant. It's not responding so far to this heat dome warmth. It must know something that we don't know. The danger, of course, with all this early flowering is a late spring freeze. But all the plants I've mentioned so far are deeply rooted native perennials. You can hear there are already flies. That's unbelievable. There's a rabbit brush that's not doing anything with the warmth. Let's see, what else did I see? Oh, Mertensia longiflora, that bluebells. Unbelievable, just one, a single plant, but if there's one, there'll be many. And this heat dome looks like it's going to last for at least a full week. It's very calm, high pressure, and I haven't checked the different weather reports today, but we're on the north side of a system, an atmospheric river that's hitting up in Washington in British Columbia, but with very warm precipitation, so that's not going to, when it rains on top of snow, it has a negative effect. You're going to lose more snow than you gain. And here we're on the south border of that, but the high pressure anti-cyclonic movement that's clockwise, moving clockwise, and it's huge. It goes all the way down to Baja California, one massive system that's pulling like a gear moving in the opposite direction of the low pressure that's driving the atmospheric river. It's bringing in periodic waves of high stratus, thin stratus, but then mostly a good 80% covering of high moisture, but without any precip. But it puts even more energy into the atmosphere. And this will probably clear off this evening. So we're getting, today it reached almost 20 degrees centigrade, even at this elevation. And what's quite remarkable is that the minimum temperatures at night are also quite high. We'll see what it, certainly not freezing. There was this morning, that's important, morning dew on the plants at 1330 meters. And no frost. And the morning dew lasted probably until about 7:30 natural time in the morning. You see, that is a major issue in alpine environments, that I don't think we understand properly and isn't studied enough is that because of the, with every degree centigrade, increase of temperature, we get the atmosphere. The air holds 7% more water vapor, and that, of course, is compounded. So it's an exponential increase, and you can think of that in different ways. One way of it is a sponge that's getting ever bigger, that is either sucking out moisture as a vapor pressure deficit is called, or releasing moisture in massive quantities. And it's whiplashing between those two extremes. Like, just, it's not far, it's only 200 kilometers north of here. Spokane is about 300 kilometers north of here. They're getting much more precip there. That's a robin. We hear that in the distance. I think you should be able to hear it. That's also very unusual. He's marking his territory. He'll be doing it more in about an hour. This light diminishes. We only have about 15 minutes more of direct sunlight here. I also notice the Lomatium triternatum, the biscuit root that's in the meadow just below here. That's already starting to flower. Before you know it, Camas Overlook, about 50 meters lower than here, will be a sea of that's in the carrot family, but it's very low to the ground. It doesn't rise more than 10 or 15 centimeters, and it'll just be a sea of very fine yellow carrot family type, an umbrella flower, just a sea of them. With a very special and nice fragrance. The entire plant is edible. I saw a Fritillaria pudica, the nodding Fritillaria, the yellow, in the lily family. That's the first one I've seen. That was right next to the bluebells. They usually grow together. Well, it doesn't sound like our bufos. They can hear me talking. It's remarkable. I don't know how many ways they have of sensing sound, but they do. They can usually hear me 50 meters away, the sound of the boots. So it must be carrying right through these spring earth. It's quite remarkable. And then when you walk away, you get that same distance on the other side. Well, they'll start up again. Okay, this is it. This is Cliff signing off for the Field Notes Report. Ciao for now.